Okay, maybe you don't like football and you need a distraction on Sunday. There are food commercials, as we just heard about, or just the food. Maybe you just want to change the channel and watch Puppy Bowl. That's today's last word in business. It's Animal Planet's version of the Super Bowl, and it's marking its 10-year anniversary. NPR's Lauren McGaughey is directing our program this morning. She also reports, and she has this preview of this year's big game, which has the traditional kitten halftime show and penguin cheerleaders.
There's only one human in the Puppy Bowl, ref Dan Schachner.
It's puppies 12 to 15 at a time on a field, on a miniaturized field, playing football. And essentially that means every puppy kind of has to drag a chew toy into the end zone, and that scores a touchdown.
Players can be penalized for pause interference or excessive cuteness, or a delay of game penalty for when nature calls on the field, which happens a lot. Executive producer Melinda Toporoff says it all started as a one-off in the Animal Planet programming department.
You know, what the heck are we going to put up against Super Bowl? And someone said, well, how about just a bunch of puppies on a field? And I don't think anyone at the time realized what gold they were stepping into.
Nowadays, the Puppy Bowl requires several days of footage and a crew of 75 plus 66 puppies to film a game that will play over and over on Super Bowl Sunday.
And often I will have a player on my lap in the control room.
The draw is in watching cute animals act like humans, says Bob Thompson, professor of pop culture at Syracuse University.
We've always loved to see pigs talk in movies, and we've loved paintings of dogs playing poker. So I suppose dogs playing football was one of the inevitable results of an advanced civilization.
More than 12 million viewers tuned in over the course of the 12-hour broadcast last year.
To put it in perspective, when Mad Men was young and getting all of those Emmys and on the cover of magazines and so forth, Mad Men was happy to get 2 million.
This year, other networks are hoping to cash in. The Hallmark Channel is hosting the Kitten Bowl, while Nat Geo Wild has the Fish Bowl. It's exactly what it sounds like. Again, ref Dan Schachner.
Gives new meaning to the term copycat.
But the Puppy Bowl has some extra star power this Sunday. The Obama dogs, Sonny and Bo, will kick off festivities with a little help from their human first lady. Lauren McGaughey, NPR News.
And that is the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.